You're listening to How to Succeed in Evil, the novel, written and performed by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com. Chapter 2, World Domination. "So, Dr. Loeb," Edwin said after the pleasantries had been dispensed with, "tell me a little bit about your business plan." Dr. Loeb, a vaguely piggish little man, leapt from his chair and pounded his fists on the table.
"World domination!"
Edwin paused, trying to get a handle on the moment. "That's really more of a goal than a plan."
"Domination, domination, domination!"
"I'll just put down mergers and acquisitions."
"Yeah, the acquisitions. I will overtake the world. And if you'll help me with my endeavoring, I will grant you a small island as your reward. Say Australia."
The laughter continued in this maniacal vein for some time. Australia. How insulting. Edwin was a professional in a unique and dangerous field. As a consultant to supervillains, he was often frustrated, perhaps entirely frustrated, but he was very, very good. And his skill commanded a premium, 35% of the post-laundered gross of any course of action, Edwin advised. Australia? Taking over the world was an impossibility, the foolish conceit of deluded minds. But even if it were possible for this doctor to conquer the world, Australia would certainly not be large enough. Landmass was irrelevant. Edwin didn't play the game for yards and inches. Edwin kept score with money. 35% of the world's wealth. Now there was a goal. Edwin could not understand why it was so hard to get his clients to see this. It was not buildings leveled, damsels abducted, or heroes taunted. These things were the ends, not the means. The end was wealth. For lack of a better term, money. The store and measure of value. If a person had power or abilities, and that person was willing to live by their own moral code, then he could help them. But this creature, this Dr. Loeb, all he seemed to have was a shaved head, a Nehru jacket, and a formidable command of the cliches of villainy. This was a colossal waste of Edwin's time. Dr. Loeb shouted, "Australia!" loud enough to interrupt Edwin's reverie. Australia? It was true. Land was the only thing they were not making any more of. But time was the only thing you couldn't buy. Edwin worked hard to protect his time from such people. Edwin became aware that the froth around the little man's lips had died down a bit. He thought it was time to try again. "Why are you yelling?"
"I'm excited!"
"Please try to control yourself."
"Well, I... yeah, okay."
"Now I am also excited. Because if you are this excited, you must have a wonderful plan. A brilliant idea with which to take over the world. Please, tell me what it is, so that I can help you."
"I have plans for a giant laser."
"Please don't stay in space," thought Edwin. "Anything but another giant laser in space scheme."
"A giant laser?"
cried Dr. Loeb, looking around the room in preparation to reveal his enormous and unexpected secret answer.
"In space."
Dr. Loeb collapsed into a fit of maniacal laughter. Edwin rubbed the bridge of his nose and waited for Dr. Loeb to regain control of himself. It took a while.
"You are not laughing," said Dr. Loeb.
"That is correct. I am not laughing."
"But why? Do you not see the beauty of my sinister plan? Is it not unstoppable?"
"Unstoppable," Edwin asked, with an air of relaxed contemplation. "It's unstartable." And with that, Edwin got up and left the room. Dr. Loeb was the ultimate waste of time, a sunk cost, a waste so wasteful, so irredeemable, the only rational thing to do was to make future decisions as though Dr. Loeb had never existed.
"You're coming back, right? I mean, yeah?
You've been listening to How to Succeed in Evil by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com.